The NFL draft, it comes alive in 1 week, and we are thrilled to have Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net with us here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And Tony, something we haven't done here, we have talked ad nauseum about the Eagles. We have not discussed the rest of the NFC East. What do you see from, let's begin, up north with the New York Giants?
I think they would like one of the top offensive tackles to fall to them at the 12th pick. I don't think it's going to happen. I think a guy like Eric Ebron, the tight end, could be from North Carolina, could be a possibility for them. They have a glaring weakness at the position. I think if a top pass rusher or a top defensive lineman is there, a guy like Aaron Donald will be a consideration for the team as well. So I would expect the lines of scrimmage or a tight end from the Giants.
The Dallas Cowboys, we really don't know what to expect from them. Always very unpredictable. There's even talk of Johnny Football in Dallas. Your feelings?
Yeah, I've heard that Jerry Jones is enamored with Johnny Manziel, and he's a hometown guy, so it makes sense from that point of view, from a public relations point of view. It doesn't make a lot of sense from a football point of view. I think the Dallas Cowboys have a screaming need at the defensive line. They'd love a guy like Aaron Donald of Pittsburgh to fall to them. I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe they trade down. I think that if the coaches and the scouting staff have their say, it's going to be on the defensive line. If Jerry Jones has a say and Johnny Manziel's there, he could be the pick.
Well, we know Jerry Jones rules in Dallas. All right, Washington, first-round pick. They've made a lot of moves in the offseason. The offensive line, the defense, where do you see them going early in this draft?
I say offensive line. A guy like Morgan Moses from Virginia could play right tackle at the next level, could give them an immediate assistance if he breaks into the starting lineup. Name to remember for the Washington Redskins, a name that's moving up draft boards, Joel Bitonio of Nevada, an offensive tackle, can play left tackle, can play right tackle, can also be guard. He's NFL ready. He's not a great athlete, but he's a very good football player who's probably going to go top 40, and his name has been associated with the Redskins.
All right, Tony, you have been talking about the draft for months and months. A lot of names out there. Nobody checks to see what was right in March, but they are going to check to see what's right 1 week before the draft. So is it going to be volatile in draft rooms between now and Thursday? Are there going to be some significant tweaks on draft boards?
I don't think there'll be tweaks as far as player positioning, but I think what's going to happen is they're going to run through a lot of scenarios about trade possibilities, because you know, it's not an Andrew Luck type of year where you know what the top players of the draft are. So the Houston Texans are going to look at, well, if we can trade down to this pick, we'll take this player. If we trade down to the eighth pick, we'll look at this player. So there's going to be a lot of scenario and role-playing as to working the phones and potentially trading down and what players you'll take there. I think the draft boards are pretty much set unless some guy gets in trouble, you know, unexpectedly.
At 22, will there be attractive options for the Eagles? Will there be teams that want to come into the first round and give the Eagles an opportunity to move back and pick up some extra picks?
If the quarterbacks start to fall, those teams at the top of round one who didn't get their quarterback may pick up the phone and call the Eagles because they may get itchy. They may say, well, listen, we didn't get our quarterback in round one. Let's move up. Let's see what the Eagles want to move into the bottom part of round one so we get the Teddy Bridgewater or the Derek Carr or some sort of player like that. I think the opportunity will be available for the Eagles to move down.
All right, well, let's talk quarterbacks quickly here. I don't expect the Eagles to draft one, but it's been a bit of a chatter of late. You mentioned Derek Carr's name for the first time. All of a sudden, he comes screaming into the draft. It's Bortles, it's Manziel, it's Bridgewater, and Carr? Are those the four guys?
I have Carr before Johnny Manziel because Johnny Manziel was an exciting college player. I just don't think he projects all that well to the next level. He's going to add a boost of enthusiasm from the fan base, but I think the coaching staff is going to have headaches trying to turn this guy who was played with reckless abandon and was an incredible magician on the college field into an NFL passer.
So you think he's too reckless to play in the disciplined NFL?
I think some of the things that made him so great on the college level will be to his detriment in the NFL. Like I said, the reckless abandon, just throwing the ball up there and hoping that his receivers come down with the pass, that works on the college level. It's not going to work in the NFL.
If he's there when the Cowboys pick, do they take him?
I think Jerry Jones is going to be pushing for it. You got to see what other defensive linemen are available, but I think it's a real possibility.
Is there one player, Tony, that you love in this draft, no matter where he goes, that people just don't know?
Well, we talked about Zach Carr. That's one guy. We talked about Jimmy Ward. Paul Richardson, a name that Eagle fans should keep an eye on, the receiver from Colorado, I think is going to be undervalued. He's a vertical receiver with a complete game. He had a knee injury in 2012, which kept him on the sidelines, but he's got big-time potential. I think in most drafts, he's probably a top 40 pick, but this is a receiver-rich draft, which is going to push him into the second, third round.
Let's get this thing going. Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. As always, great work. We look forward to talking to you on draft night next Thursday in New York, Radio City Music Hall. Finally, the NFL draft gets here. Tony Pauline, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.